And we're going to carry on talking food with Monica from Do in Dubai.
Yes, hello again.
He's joining us at the tennis.
Yeah, and I'm making everyone feel very, very hungry. Sorry, talking about food.
Yeah, you are.
Haven't eaten it. Well, I have just come back from lunch reviewing another restaurant. I don't know if any of you have been there. It's actually in DIFC, and we're not talking about it at length, but... it's called Intersect, Lexus Intersect,
we've
this whole thing
of
with the car.
Intersect.
Yeah.
Intersect, okay.
Yes.
Well, the whole link is DIFC, so the new, I'll talk about that next time, but it's definitely worth going to experience, especially the downstairs. I've got pictures of a wall of cars, of toy cars, and there's spaces, there are two spaces. One is for the car of Mr. Al Fatame, Majid Al Fatame's car. It's extraordinary. But don't just go to the ground floor, go downstairs, but we'll talk about that.
What do you mean, two
time.
Spaces? One's for...
Well, it's a wall of cars. I'm going to put it on my Instagram, Do in Dubai Instagram. It's a whole wall of toy cars.
Yeah.
Hundreds of toy cars. And there are two spaces. One space is left for the toy car of Mr. Majid Al Fatame and one for a equally senior Japanese.
So they couldn't
executive.
Find them toy cars?
I don't know about why they couldn't find them, but I'll talk about it next because it's not next when I'm next on.
Right.
So the link is the next restaurant I'm going to talk about is also in DIFC. So I've been there a lot this week, actually. An established restaurant called Boko, which I'm sure you all know about, and we spoke about it at Christmas time. They've got a brand new menu that's been out for about 2 weeks now. And I'm always at pains to say, you know, I'm only supposed to talk about very, very new things on the ticket. You know, is it really new? What is
new
really
things,
new about
new
it?
New menus.
And I have to say, I loved it. Very, very interesting new menu. They've got two new sections that sort of stick out in my mind. One is a grande section. So instead of people having little plates of food and sharing them, they've got massive, enormous plates of food, hence the word grande. So you could have things like a seafood paella, which I think is like 195 dirhams, and three people could share, which is like roughly 65
right.
dirhams. Zara's here. Mm-hmm. They can do the same thing vegetarian for you. 100 and
if you
I
ever
think
stop
it's
being a vegetarian, you have to tell Monica.
Oh, sorry, I shouldn't. Well, when you first came on and I mentioned stuff that didn't have much of vegetarian, yeah. You took me aside quietly, almost told me off, and said, do you know, if it's not vegetarian, Monica, I can't participate. So since then, I've made sure I'm a very inclusive person.
She's so nice. But
I've done that.
I had a steak before the show started. No, I'm just kidding.
Aubergine steak.
Aubergine steak,
like.
Yes.
Honestly.
But I appreciate it, and it's really nice for everyone out there who is vegetarian, particularly when you go to restaurants that really don't make the effort. So it's nice to hear that Boko does.
Boko does. So if you want this lovely grande plate of paella without the seafood, you can order a vegetarian. And I said, do you need to do that beforehand? And they said, no, you can just come in there and order that. And that's only 110 dirhams.
Okay.
So imagine sharing that. And I think that would just be a sort of very, very interesting thing to do. So a whole new grande style of eating. But there were only two of us, so we didn't actually eat any of these grande things, but spoke about them. They've got a raw section as well.
See, this was... I think when I think about that, I think sometimes for me, the whole sharing concept is because you can get more dishes and then share,
and
so you
try.
Get to try more.
Yeah, but this way you just have to have more people.
Yeah.
So you can have more people, a couple
gotcha.
Of grandes and a couple of small things. So raw menu, they've got things like scallops and tuna carpaccios and things like that. And the thing, I have to say, the nicest thing I've eaten in the last probably month or so was my Valentine's Day lunch at Boko. And I think it is new, but I don't know what section of the menu it was from. I highly recommend it. It was blackened pomfret, and it was sitting on a bed of what texture was mashed potato, but it wasn't. It was, I don't know if any of you have had it, parsley root.
Ooh,
I've not
no.
had it
new
either.
New one on me.
No.
Me too. And it had some gorgeous chanterelle mushrooms scattered all over it, perfectly cooked, with, to decorate it, nasturtium leaves.
It's in fashion, guys, because I follow the Guardian food segment,
okay.
And they've been talking a lot about this parsley root. Never
had
it, though.
I don't know anything about it. Well,
no.
Well done, Boko, for being on trend.
And what's a nasturtium?
Delicious. A nasturtium leaf is the leaf that comes off of the nasturtium flower.
Oh.
So these are edible flowers. You can get them in salads. And immediately I said, where on earth have you got these from? They get them from a company called Fresh Express. So it's in Dubai, so you can get them. It looks beautiful. Not only does it look beautiful, it tastes absolutely delicious. Have a guess how much.
Before I guess how much, I need to go back to the parsley root because I need to know if it's a good alternative to mashed potato or to rice and if it's got any carbs in it.
Boko, are you listening, chef? I have no idea about that, but I will report back and put it on my blog. I didn't order it because there weren't any carbs or there weren't any obvious carbs or no potato or rice.
The next thing, like the next quinoa.
I'm trying to find it. I if anyone knows where to get it from or any of your Listenerpedia can tell me where to get it, I'm going to go and try it.
But
parsley
there's
root.
Any roots on it.
No, I don't know.
Tell me
about
the cost of this leaf.
How much do you think, not the leaf, I
the
mean,
petal.
How much do you think the dish would
oh,
be?
Oh, the dish.
And I've described it, I'm quite a little bit fussy, not very fussy. Delicious,
well,
very, very nice. That, how much do you think that thing was?
Well, if I think about the parsley root, which not many people are using the root yet,
Nasturtium leaf, blackened pomfret, gorgeous fillet, proper piece of fish. Nice.
79.
And we're in DIFC on a terrace.
Oh, no, 179.
Right, 85.
Ooh.
85, no one before that. 85, ooh. I thought that was excellent. And I had with it some those Boca chips, the Boca fries. I don't know exactly what they're called, 35 dirhams. And I've been to restaurants where the chips are 60 dirhams on the side and you pay 220 for a fish dish, which is nowhere near as nice, and you're not even on an outside terrace. So that is my thing from the new menu at Boca. I think you should go ahead and try that combination. Mm-hmm. Very good, sort of well done for them on that one.
Time for one more. Have you got anything else you want to squeeze
absolutely.
In?
Well, this is a new deal, a very brand new deal, again, 2 weeks old. I thought it was called the post brunch deal, but they've actually now called it the friends social deal. I need to confuse it. I don't know. So anyway, we went there post brunch. It's at the Agency in the Madinat, which is a very established restaurant now in the Jumeirah group. As much anyone cheese fans here?
Yeah, love cheese. Love had cheese and love biscuits
cheese.
For tea last night.
Cheese and biscuits. Me too. I like a bit of cheese. So it's as much cheese stuff as you can eat, with some gorgeous splash of honey on your very nice board that they bring it out on, and some fig chutney, nice artisan crackers, and as much lovely bread as you can eat, and a bottle of either red or white grape, princely sum of 195 dirhams.
Good girls' night out.
I thought that was quite good. From 4 o'clock till 8 o'clock.
Oh, bad girls' night out.
4 o'clock till 8 o'clock at the Madinat. And if you didn't want the alcoholic thing with it, then it's 155 dirhams for a couple of sort of mocktails or whatever. I think they need to add a coffee with that as well. I don't really think that's going to cost them very much at all. And what was very, very nice is it was on a Friday afternoon. You walk into the Madinat Jumeirah, which is quite touristy. I don't know what you think. I find it's very, very touristy, people who are perhaps sort of staying around there.
It's meant to be, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's for people who've lived here a long time, you know, you don't necessarily want to go into there. So walk all the way through the crowd.
You're saying you don't want to bump into tourists?
It's just, I wouldn't go there for any reason. I wouldn't go there to buy anything off any of those stalls.
Theatre, I'd go there for theatre.
For the arena and the thing and the film. But I wouldn't sort of go to spend any time browsing those stalls. I'd rather go to a souk in Old Dubai or a mall.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go there to buy anything. Maybe if I was living in the Min Aslam and then I was walking around there, fine. So avoid all of that. Go all the way through. Go into Agency. And I've only ever been at night, not in the daytime. Walk to the end of Agency, turn right, and there's this beautiful view. You're not on the ground floor. You're on the first floor looking down on the waterways of the Min Aslam with the Abras going up and down. Very, very peaceful. No loud music. And very, very quiet. And it's these sort of post-brunch people, or like us, we didn't have any brunch, so don't have the brunch. Go there about 5:30. And then if you can, just not eat dinner afterwards, which I found very easy not to have dinner afterwards. So you've eaten early, you've eaten light, you've done something very, very relaxing, and you've had this gorgeous view, Burj Al Arab, right there in front of you, while the weather is still nice, and you can. And it's 195 dirhams.
Do it. Do it.
So I think that was my sort of other very good new deal. And we're going to talk about Intersect by Lexus next week.
And that is why we get you in for top tips like that.
Thank you,
Monica.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the tennis.
You can find the blog today on our blog and on our Facebook page as well, if you'd like to see any of those restaurants in more detail. And Monica, you'll be back in the next couple of weeks.
I will. And you won't be here. You'll be back in the studio, yes.
And I wish you'd put some weight on. I don't know how you eat all this.
Hilarious. That is rubbish.
We'll see you then.
Rubbish.